Do you want to talk about Pareto optimal?
Pareto optimal is another concept from game theory, along with Pareto superior. Pareto superior means that something is better in some ways while being equal or better in the other ways. It's not worse off in any way. This is an important concept when you're negotiating with somebody. If you can make a solution Pareto superior to where it was before, you will always do that. Pareto optimal is when the solution is the best that it can possibly be, then you can't change it without making it worse in at least one dimension. There is a hard trade-off from this point forward. These are important concepts to understand when you're involved in a big negotiation. In negotiation, though, I would generally say that, this is a tweet that I have, negotiations are won by whoever cares less. Negotiation, at the end of the day, is about not wanting it too badly. If you want something too badly, then the other person will be able to extract more price from it. If you do care more about something than the other person and they're taking advantage of you in a negotiation, then your best way to deal with that is to turn it from a short-term game into a long-term game. Try to make it into a repeat game. Try to bring reputation into line. Try to bring other people in who may have a say in the future or may want to play games with this person in the future. An example of a very high-cost, low-information, single-move game is having your house renovated. Contractors are notorious for overbooking, ripping people off, being unaccountable. I'm sure contractors have their own side of it. The homeowner has unreasonable demands. We found problems. The homeowner doesn't want to pay for it. They don't understand. They're low information buyers. It's a very expensive transaction. Historically, it's been very hard to find good contractors, and the contractor has no choice on what a good homeowner is. You try to go through friends. You try to go through reputation. And what you're basically doing there is you're trying to convert a single move expensive game with a high probability of cheating on both sides into a multi-move game. One way to do that, say, well, actually, I need two different projects done. So the first project we'll do together, and then based on that, I'll decide if we do the second project. You can split your work up into two projects. Another way might be, I'm going to do this project with you, and then I have three friends who want projects done, and they're waiting to see the outcome of these projects. Another one might be the same person operating within the same community and having a reputation in the community to protect. Another one could be you write them a Yelp review or a Thumbtack review. These are all ways of turning a single move game into a longer term game and helping get past a position of poor negotiating leverage and poor information.